So my Rav Rava says, Toshima, come in here. Says now Mishnah, Imad Shalei Gilach. If before we did not took his haircut, Ben Kach or Ben Kach Seisr. It says the what, whether it's Tumas or Tahoim, or Tumi you do, it's Seisr the Naziris. So for the Gemara, Hechi Dami, what are we talking about? Idis Yadalei Bosom Alois. If we first found out about it after the, if Idis Yadalei Batech Malois, if we found out about it now during the 30 days, Tzrich Lameima, do you have to tell me that it's Seisr? Achur Pshitit Seisr. Havada, the Nazir found out that he was Tomei while he was a Nazir during the 30 days, so Pshitit Seisr, what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? El Olav, is it the Mishnah talking about? Liyacha Malois. That's talking about after the 30 days, before you took the haircut. But after the 30 days, that's when you found out that you were Tomei. So Shema Min of Mir, it's a proof we say that it's Seisr Akil. We don't go Bosa Yidia, but we go rather Bosa when you become Tomei. Since you became Tomei before, therefore you go Bosa Yidia, it's Seisr Akil. So Mir says no. V'yadayin tibor asil avashayla. Kula Seisr or Shiva Seisr. Means, you only bring me a proof so far that true, he found out about Lacha Malois, that it's Seisr. But I still have a question, like Taisa says, Hashas Hurlach Mephora Shach Chitusa the Rava. Derekashia. Like, why is it so precious to you? Maybe, that the Mishnah says of Seisr, maybe it's only Seisr 7 days? Because maybe you go boss the Yediyah, and you first find out about it now, Acham Alois. Therefore, according to Rabbi Lez, it's only Seisr 7 days. Who told you it's Seisr all 30 days?
Alright, turn over.
So Mor says now, Vadayati Bolach, like Kula Seisr or Shiva Seisr. So there's another man. Who do you want to talk to? Who are you asking according to? Yelayim the Rabbanim Shita the Kula Seisr. According to the Rabbanim, they always hold that even if you become Tomei after Malois, it's still Seisr all 30 days, so there's no question. Vila Reb Lezer, if you want to say, well, we're talking about according to Reb Lezer Shita, Lechura Kola Acha Malois, Shiva Seisr. Maybe according to Reb Lezer, any time even you find out about the Tumah after Malois, it could be it's only Seisr 7 days and not more. So again, how do you know what the locher is here? Omalach, he said back to him, Hani, meaning when is that? When does Reb Lezer say his halacha? Ki nitma acha malais. When he became Tomei, when he touched the mace, after the 30 days of Naziris, before he finished his Naziris, before he took his haircut. But Baha'i, here the case is, lefnei malaisu. Here the case is the original Shiloh, where the Nazir Taka came in contact with the mace 2 weeks ago. Just he didn't find out about it, nobody told him that there was a mace there until 2 weeks later after Malais. So in this case, we have our suffix. V'hai l'mais, he touched the mace of Nei Malais. Oy du ma shani yocho, ti yedi yacha Malaisi. So that's the original Shiloh. Do we go boss of this man at Tumah, or do we go after the time when he found out about it? And here the Nazir first found out that he came in contact with the mace after Malais. So now that's the question, how much is it Seisr? 7 or 30. So where it says, now we will know, I can still bring a proof from here. Ketoni, it says, Ben Kach or Ben Kach Seisr. It says the Mishnah Lashon of both ways it's Seisr.
And the Gemara says, V'loi kemiflagi, it does not make a difference. So Taisus learns like this. Taisus says that Ben Kach or Ben Kach Seisr, V'loi maflag ben nitma kaidim lois, lenitma liacham lois. It doesn't make a difference when you became tummy before or afterwards. Therefore, v'nitma acha malois pshita lo on the ena soysa kim zayin. If he first became tummy after malois, it's only soysa 7, Reb Lezer. So v'hochi nami ki nitma lefnei malois ena soysa kim zayin. That is, in both ways, whether you tummy before or afterwards, it's only soysa zayin. Because we go bosa shas hayidiyah. So therefore, we'll push it that according to Reb Lezer, it's only soysa shiva. Nothing more says Tana Rabban. Come on, bring it down and we'll run to the price like this. If somebody that walked past the road, and later we find out that on that road a mace was buried. L'rochboi means straight across the width of the road. That's the way the mace was buried. So the locher is l'truma tamei. V'ilchos truma, we say that is tamei. As even though this is called tumas tahim, still the locher is l'geit the truma tamei. Uvenazir v'yosei pesach tor, that's the loch l'moshim. Sinai, that for the loch of a nazir, for a nazir to become tamit to be seisir as nazirus, or for the yosei pesach to stop him from bringing the korban pesach, tumas tohim is tahor. Therefore, this is the case of Tumas Tahor, that we say it's Tahor for Nozer and for Isi Pesach. Now, B'meh Devor Mamurim, when do we even say that for Truma? That is Tamei, that Dafka Shein Loi Mokim Laver, that the mace was buried straight across, it's like a Vadai that you went over the mace. Therefore, since there's no Ptur of Tumas Tahim, Firkos Truma, therefore we say that you're Tamei. Avul Yesh Loi Mokim Laver, but let's say the mace is not straight across taking up the whole road. There is place on the road that you could go by, even if you wouldn't, like, without being on top of the mace. So therefore, really, it's called a suffix if you went over the mace or not. And since here it's Peshus Rabim, the klal is a suffix tumah Peshus Rabim is Tor. So therefore, Avol Yesh Lemokim Laver, Aflu Truma Tor, even Filchus Truma also you would be Tor. Because suffix tumah Peshus Rabim is Tor. But the Nedvor Mamurim, when was this said? Shematsu Sholin. Only if you find the mace buried there complete, you find the whole body complete, then we say, since you didn't take up the whole place of the road, it's possible maybe you went on the side, and therefore it's only a suffix tumah b'shus rab, not your Torah. Avo mishuber, oy mefurik, but let's say you found the mace that was broken up, and then afilu rein mokim laver, even if the mace is buried like straight across, taking up the whole road, still it's not vada that you were tamei. Because Chashin and Shema ben prokim avar, maybe you went in between the broken pieces, so you never really stopped on top of the mace, so therefore again it's called the Sofik Tumah B'Shus Rabim, then in a Sofik we say Yitor. But Uve Kever, let's say he was in a Kever, he was in a grave, then Afilu Mishuvu Mefurik Tomei, even if the pieces are just broken up there, still Yitomei, because the kever itself is mitzarfit, so whenever you go on top of the kever, you automatically tummy. If like the Gemara says, b'fnei shekever mitzarfay, because the kever, the grave itself is mitzarfit, puts the pieces together, makes it a tummy. Now again, b'me devor mamurim, when do we say this? That if the mace did not take up the whole road, or else if it's meshubar or mefurik, that's a suffix tumah. Therefore, you tore. That's only the mahalif baraglof. If somebody's walking with his feet, in other words, when you're walking straight up, so you don't take up that much of the room. Therefore, it's possible to say that maybe you walked in between the tumah. Avol toyin, but let's say somebody's carrying you, or rochov, or else you're riding on something, then tamei. Why? Because if you're walking but with your feet only, you're walking straight up. Then it's possible that maybe you did not touch the mace, you did not move it, or you weren't over it with Tumas Oil. But Toyin, if you're carrying something, or else you're riding, then you don't walk straight up, you're like bent over, or bent backwards, bent sideways. So you take up more space of the road. Therefore, we say Iyef Shishla Yiga. It's not possible that you didn't touch for Shla Yisad. You didn't move it for Shla Yahel. Therefore, we say Yevadai Tami. It's not even a suffix. Again, now B'Med Devar Mamurim. When do we say this halacha that a Nazir and an Oisei Pesach is Tahor by this Tumas Tahim? That Tafka B'Tumas Tahim, like in our case where nobody knew about that the mace was buried there. Avotumi Yidua. But if it's the case that the people knew already that there was a mace buried there, then shloshton tameyim, then even a nozer or reisei pesach is also tamei. Then there's no halacha to say yitor, the mace you walked over a mace, then shloshton tameyim. Now again, the Bryce explains, v'ezu hi tumas atoim, what's considered the case of tumas atoim, that kol shein makir echad b'saif olam. Nobody in the whole world knew, or right now realizes, that there's a mace buried there. But makira echad b'saif olam, if somebody, even at the end of the world, does know that there's a mace buried there, ein zu tumas atoim, that does not have the loch of tumas atoim, therefore even a nozer and a mace pesach would also be tummy. What about toyetumen b'tevin? Let's say the mace is buried b'tevin in straw, or if it's roiros or in pebbles, is harezu tumas atoim. That could also be a case of tumas atoim. What about biyamim? Because biyamim, if it was hit like in the sea, or vafelot, or in dark places, or when the kiki has loim, or in the cracks in the stones, ainzu tumas atoim. That's not called tumas atoim. In other words, there must probably people know, or people put it there, so therefore people know that it was buried there. Now the klal is v'loy omru tumasatahim elo lemeis bovad. That it is a new kula, special halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that a nazir or a noisei pesach is tor, that only nageya tilchas tumas meis, nageya for meis is there, suffolk if a meis is there, or if nobody knew the meis was there, then we say that klal tumas satoim is tor. But if it's another type of a meis, a tuma, not a meis, a sheretz is there, or a nevela was there, then even though nobody knew it was there, there's no heter of tumas satoim. Even though nobody knew that a sheretz was there, or that a nevela was there, later we find out that you came in contact with it, even though you're a nazir or a nice pesach, still you become tummy. Alright, we'll stop here. Yehon Sama Gimel Amad Beis, the bottom of the Gemara. Kate Sad Yorit. Mishnah says what? This is a case of Tumas Tahim, when he went down to, it went down to be Tovel in the Gemara. So it says like this. So for Einar Metama Linyin Sheretz. Linyin Sheretz, we say, if the Sheretz is floating on top, it's not Tummy. It says, by Mace, this Linyin Sheretz, but by Mace, the Mishnah said that if the Mace is floating on top, Mistama, that was Yedua, people knew the Mace was there, that's not called Tumas Tahim. Therefore, by Mace, tak it's Tummy. Mashenken, by Sheretz, here it says Fakert. By sheretz, if you have a sheretz floating on top of the water, it's tahor. Hey, so far, when something's floating, ain't a metamolinian sheretz. Vilcha sheretz, tuma sheretz, not tummy. Tatani would order like this. In other words, a sophic. But sophic, tuma, sofa. If you have a sophic, because you have a sheretz floating, let's say you have a kli full of water. You have a vessel full of water. And you have a sophic now, the sheretz that's floating on top, did it touch the kli or not? So sofik tumat sofa, bein bekelim bein bekarka Torah. That's what the Tanakhama holds. In both cases, when you have a sofik, whether the sheretz touched the sides of the kli or not, the ma'aser we go say it's tahor. We'll soon dash in the posik. Rabbi Shimon or Mishimon says it makes a difference. The kelim tameya, if the sofik about a keli and a kli where the water's in a kli, if the sheretz touched the kli or not. The Chur, we're talking about Rishus HaYochid over here. So the clouds of Shimon holds, Sofik Tumah of Rishus HaYochid is Tameya. But the Karka Torah, if you have a Sofik, if there's a puddle of water on the ground, and the Sheretz is there, and you have a Sofik, if the Sheretz touch something next to it, so the Karka, even Rav Shimon agrees, that it's Torah, it's Taka Torah.